So it's pitch black outside. It's beating winds, rain, hail, snow. There's gerbils flying through the sky. I'm joking, there's not. But, you know, windy nonetheless. And it's probably, you may consider, not really a time to be thinking about gardening. You are extremely incorrect if that is what you are thinking, because it's probably the month where you will get the most fun out of your garden, and you can get away with doing so much as well. Let me explain this. So today I was with Dan. He's one of the teachers in Balbriggan Educate Together School. I've been doing some teaching up there via Fingal Libraries, talking, you know, teaching gardening to the kids. Did you hear that? It's a packet of seeds in my hand. And Dan had kind of said, look, would I put a, help him, do a favour, free gratis, you know, put a veg garden together for him. So we did. We went out and bought heavy duty timbers, and I got like the modern version of a coach bolter, big, huge, long, 9-inch long bolts, and we drilled the whole thing together. It's perfect. And he was saying to me, you know, what do you do for the kids? What's going to be cool? What's going to be, what would be groovy, great, intriguing, inspiring? And I said, Dan, you got to try mammoth onions. So this is the nice bit, and that's the Nescafe Gold Blend, turn the beans into granules. Remember that bit of the advert? That's what that is. And they're mammoth onions. The variety is Globe. How big do they grow? Well, 15 pounds, 7 kgs is approximately how big they can grow. That's two babies, as Jane Powers told me approximately this time last year in audio. About the size of a football. Can you imagine that for a practical joke? You were saying you were running around the shop there and get me an onion, and you come back in with a something the size of a pumpkin. That's what you're talking. Most people, I suppose, biblically, for want of a better word, tend to sow them on the 1st of January. You're now on the 3rd of January, so do yourself a favour, go out and buy a pack. Hot tip. The packet that I have in my hand costs £4. It contains 220 seeds. You don't want 220 mammoth onions. Believe me, you couldn't even throw them into your neighbour's field. There, think about it. You know, you'd hurt yourself kicking them, to be honest. So divvy them up between your friends, share them out, chip in a euro each, and you'll still have 60 seeds, 55 seeds each. You know, it's a bit of that. So here's the rules, and here's the way to go. You can, and here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to sow them on my glasses, on my window ledge, my kitchen window ledge, yogurt pots. You know that? Yeah. They'll do absolutely fine. Little bit of a handful of compost is all you need. It'll take approximately 3 weeks and a bit to get germination. The sunniest window, theoretically, usually, is the kitchen windowsill. Put them on that. Okay? That's the first thing you do. And when they start to germinate, yeah, the seedlings, they should be about 3 inches tall, so it'll produce its first leaves. These first leaves are actually called the seed leaves. And then it'll produce its first true leaves. So it needs to get to about 3 inches tall. And when it gets to about that, then you can kind of plant them outside. So you'd kind of do that maybe around about March, April or so. And again, the variety I have is called a Globo, G-L-O-B-O. But I would put them into beds that are about 12 inches between each one. That'll give you a rough idea. So it's going to grow 6 inches to the left and 6 inches to the left. Maybe you want to go 12, somewhere between 12 and 18 inches apart is how I would tend to do it. Because they grow above ground, as in carrots grow down and onions grow upwards, you don't really need to do a whole lot. You could plant one of these or three of these into a pot outside your back door if you wanted. So you don't need a garden. You don't need a balcony. But wouldn't it be nice to walk through Dublin City and God, the smell of onions. Can you imagine that? It'd be mental. But it would also be beautiful and brilliant. So I'm going to do it. And I'll probably do it through the blog. And if you'd like to give it a go, and give it a go with me, we can do this kind of in a, send me a picture on Twitter, that's at Donegan Gardens, or throw it up on facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping. There you go. And if you really want, I can sellotape some seeds together and put them in an envelope and post them out to you. No, I'm not going to do that. Just go and buy yourself a packet. Seriously. It's like £4. If you want to drop by the house and collect them, I can. Postage stamp is 50 pence a piece. Do you know? Send me a postal check for €1. I sound like somebody from RTE. Just buy a packet, for God's sake. And we'll have a go together. So that's it. You'll find more details on blog.donaghanlandscaping.com. Just search for Mammoth Onion. And I'll throw this up on facebook.com/Donaghan Landscaping. And there you go. Okay, have a go. Mammoth Onions. Do it with the kids. They'll love it. They'll love it. They'll absolutely love it. And you don't need a big garden. You don't even need a garden for this. Okay, I gotta go. It's dark outside and I need to empty the Jeep and get ready for work for tomorrow. Take care. Bye.